This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Fitness and Nutrition Information channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Laura Dion Jones, a pro-health activist, certified corporate wellness coach, certified wellness coach, radio show host, and a motivational weight loss and lifestyle speaker and writer. Thanks so much, Laura, for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I am honored to be your guest and to get my message out.
Yeah, we're excited about hearing that message as well. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the motivational weight loss and corporate wellness coaching fields.
Well, you know something, I was always a chubby kid, and I struggled with obesity for a lifetime. And then in February of 2002, I woke up from what I call a food-induced coma. I was at an all-time high of 317 pounds and climbing. And this was the third time in my life that I had reached that stratosphere. I had gone up to 300 pounds two other times. And this time I went over, and I absolutely couldn't take it any longer. I finally decided to commit to Get Fit, which is the name of my motivational weight loss program and book, and lost about 130 pounds in 2.5 years by cutting white starch and sugar from my diet and by making daily walking my lifelong healthy cardio habit. And since January 1st of 2003, I've walked about 2,700 miles per year, and now I enjoy a happier, healthier lifestyle. But I think what really made me get on, want to share my message with everyone is because through my quest, I found that the secret to true and everlasting weight loss might be eat less, move more, but it's what you eat less of. I believe that people who are chronically obese or overweight, or if you struggle with 20, 30, 40 or more pounds, you have, these people like me, have a sensitivity to carbohydrates, and we are what is called hyperinsulinemic. And to put it in my doctor, Mark Stolar, he's my endocrinologist at Northwestern, and I also work with another endocrinologist who's a professor of endocrinology at Marshall Medical School in Huntington, West Virginia. His name is Dr. James Bales. And this is what they told me. In layman's terms, if you eat one Krispy Kreme donut, your pancreas thinks you ate four. So it pushes out insulin to compensate because we are so insulin resistant, which means to the average person, to the lay person, that we are carbohydrate sensitive. Carbohydrates are not our friend. They are poison to us.
That's some really scary information. Now, what was the final straw that led you to turn your life around the way you have now, losing 150 pounds and keeping it off 10 years later? That's phenomenal.
Well, initially I lost 130 in 2.5 years, and then I have been able to maintain it. I lost another 20, I would say, in the last year because I still want to lighten the load, maybe even 10 pounds more. Gina Lola Brigida has a saying. We all remember who Gina is, don't we? That old Italian movie star of the Sophia Loren era. She said, there comes a time in every woman's life when she has to choose between her butt and her face. And I always tell people when I do my seminars, I'm choosing my face because I'm curvy. I'm 5'7". I weigh about 170 pounds, and the final straw with all this narration here is I was sick of hauling myself around, literally. At 317 pounds, it was difficult for me to move. Everything hurt. I was always an active kid, an active person. I never let my obesity sideline me, but I was tired of hearing people say something about me being a big fat slob. I might have been big, I might have been fat, but believe me, I was no slob. I was one of the country's first and top plus-size designers and models from mid-80s to the end of the 90s. So you can imagine I always looked fabulous, but I got sick of being heavy. I got sick of hauling 307. I was hauling two people around. I got tired of asking the flight attendants when I get on a flight, whispering, could I please have a seatbelt extender? And then when I get off the plane, I would roll it up like a patrol boy belt and covertly slip it back in their hands. It wasn't just one final straw. It was like a perfect storm of things that came together for me. But mostly, I just couldn't take it anymore, and I did not want to be hobbled by food. And that's what obesity is. People hobble themselves with too many white starches and sugars and not enough daily cardio.
Why did you create Commit to Get Fit with Laura Dion Jones Motivational Weight Loss Programs?
Why did I? Because everyone around me at my health club, I belong to Chicago's East Bank Club, even Oprah, they all said, you know, it's amazing what you have done. You have to share this with the world. And I feel my message is far too important not to be heard. Obesity is totally preventable. It's not all from fast foods. Granted, a lot of it is. But when I'm when I'm on the road, I take food with me. I always have apples. I always have nuts, cheese, just different things that are low carb. But if I'm hungry and I don't have food with me, I will pull into McDonald's or another fast food chain, and I will get two or three cheeseburgers. I eat the meat and the cheese. I never eat the bun. I get a grilled chicken sandwich with bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. I eat the insides. I never eat the bun. Subway, I get a 6-inch double stacked. I never eat the bread. Pizza, I can eat a half of a large pizza. I only eat the topping or one or two pieces of the bumper crust. I never eat the bottom crust. So why did I create Commit to Get Fit with Laura Dion Jones? Because I want people to know that obesity is totally preventable. Once you make up your mind, once you pick the diet that's worked the best for you in your entire life and make it your lifestyle, you can lose weight if you combine it with an hour of cardio a day, and it is almost a no-brainer. The more I walked, the more stringent I was with the white starch and sugar carbs, the more the weight came off and the easier it came off. And that is a message that I would like to share with our country, because obesity definitely is truly preventable, but people have to wanna. They have to wanna get up off the couch. They have to wanna give up the Doritos and eat something else. And in fact, the vice president of Atkins, because I eat I adhere to a modified Atkins diet. I eat pretty low fat, but, you know, as much low carb as I can. The vice president, Colette Heimowitz, said, you have bent the diet to work for you, and that's exactly what I did, and that's exactly what I teach people how to do.
Well, what kind of success have you had with your Commit to Get Fit program thus far?
You know something, and I think it was the spring of 2010, my producer at the radio show, his name is George Rollinson, he got the bright idea, and this was before every suburb and his brother was doing it, and he said, let's have an Elgin's Biggest Loser contest through the radio show, because my show was an AM station in Elgin. So we had the Commit to Get Fit Elgin's Biggest Loser competition, and in 18 months that we ran it, I helped motivate and inspire 182 Elgin and Fox Valley area residents to lose 1,800 pounds. I have terrific results when I work with people coaching one-on-one or when I do my seminars, and it is totally amazing to me because I work with people within the parameters of their chosen diet. Whatever diet you want to choose to go on, we're going to work with that diet. But if you're not losing enough weight, come the halfway point, like if I do my 6 and 12-week programs, we have what I call a come-to-Jesus talk, and we dissect what you're eating. And 100% of the time when a person's weight loss is retarded or slowed down, they are doing two things, eating too many white starch and sugar carbs in the day, and they are not doing enough cardio. And I have a friend who's a personal trainer. His name is Noah Richter, and he says famously, you cannot exercise away a bad diet. Because I was talking to somebody recently, and he said, well, in other words, son, you can eat what you want, and all you have to do is do an hour of cardio a day. And I said, you missed the point. Not at all. a good, sensible diet, whether it be low-carb, Weight Watchers, any diet you choose, HCG, you name it, you must not rely on that diet to be your magic pill. That is your tool. You are going to make your forever lifestyle from that diet. If it is not something that you can sustain over the rest of your life, combining it with a minimum of an hour of cardio a day, don't go on that diet. Do not go on that diet, because once you get off of it, the same thing is going to happen to you that it's happened to you every other time in your life that happened to me for every other time in my life. You get off the diet, you go back to your old way of eating, and bam, pretty soon, before you know it, 6 months to a year, all the weight's back on. So then you start all over again. And what makes my program so special is my brand of no-nonsense motivation, because I help others do what I have done by accountability-based, comprehensive, no-nonsense weight loss management. And you definitely have to combine it with daily cardio. I can't stress that enough.
Really good advice, good information. Now, today we're visiting with Laura Dion Jones, a pro-health activist, certified corporate wellness coach, certified wellness coach, radio show host, and motivational weight loss and lifestyle speaker and writer, here today on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Laura, did you really help 180-plus people lose 1,800 pounds from your radio show? Fill us in.
Yes, I did, and with the help of an assistant up there, Lisa Eby, we have kept scrupulous records. So anybody who would want to dispute that, I have handwritten records, I have spreadsheets, I have signed releases by all the participants. We have tracked everyone's weight loss. I wish I had space on my website to put a lot more before and after pictures. I've worked with guys, I've worked with teens. My demographic is huge, and that's something that a lot of media people can't really wrap their mind around, but I appeal to grammar school kids, teenagers. I even have a testimonial written by, I think he was 67 years old at the time, an Italian immigrant male who said, "Thank you for helping me lose 40 pounds so that I can keep up with my buddies moose hunting in Montana." Now, you know what I mean? How can you dispute that? And I had, I received recently a testimonial from another woman. Her name is Gloria. She's a nurse, and I worked with her and several of the women in her church group. And so she sent me this lovely letter. And when I give my presentation, I tell people, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's how I did it, here's how you can do it too. I'm not an MD. I'm not an RD. I'm not a PhD. I'm a no-D. Certified corporate wellness coach, certified wellness coach. But here's what I did to find true and everlasting weight loss success after a lifetime of obesity. And Gloria wrote in the letter, you know, you always tell us you're not an MD, not a PhD, et cetera. Laura, there is no D in success. Thank you for helping us.
That's pretty phenomenal. Now, tell us about your 90-minute introduction to Commit to Get Fit and your follow-up 6- and 12-week support seminar series.
Well, you know something, the 90 minute, I take people through, it's like a cliff notes of what's to come, and I give them, to start, 5 foolproof, no-nonsense steps that they can use immediately. We do a self-evaluation, we do creating the right eating habits, we talk about creating the right daily exercise habits, we discuss maintaining weight loss for life. And the program goes about 90 minutes, and there's question and answer, there's interactive exercises, and what it does is it cracks open the door to people's minds, and it makes them believe, I make them believe that absolutely they can do it. If I can do it, they can do it. And plus, me not being like a size 2 or a size 0, I'm a size medium. I'm a size 11, 12. Like I said, I'm 5'7", and I'm about 170 pounds, so I'm built. I think Marilyn Monroe was, they say, about 165, which is hard to believe because I certainly don't look like Marilyn, but I am built. And when people see me, Mabel sitting in the audience who weighs 400 pounds looks at me and goes, I can do what Dion did, because people have a tendency to
call me Dion instead of Laura Dion Jones. They just shorten it to Dion. And they know that they can attain what I have attained with health and wellness because I'm realistic and I'm one of them. And also, when we get into my 6 and 12-week programs, I teach them how to meditate. I teach them more in depth of every single technique that I use to lose the weight and to maintain it. And people walk away with the tools, if they want to have true and everlasting weight loss for the rest of their life. You can't imagine what it feels like to be me and to know that this time I have absolutely conquered it. And that's my message that I like to share with people.
Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online.
Well, online, you can email me at laura@commit-fit.com. That's commit-fit.com. My website is commit-fit.com. And I also have a blog that you can get to from my website, and that would be commit-fit.blogspot.com. But you can get there if you go to my website at commit-fit.com. Sign up for my weekly motivational emails. They're wonderful, wonderful motivational articles. I get letters constantly every single week from all over the country, Canada, a couple in Mexico, of people thanking me, telling me, I know you wrote that just for me. I could tell you were writing about me. So it's pretty gratifying in that regard. And it's another thing I would like to say is that one of the things that really makes me so successful is I've walked in obesity shoes for a lifetime. I know exactly what a person is eating to maintain a weight of 200, 300, 400 pounds. I know what they're eating at 10 o'clock at night. I know what they're eating all day long. And when I sit down and I go over it with them and I recite it to them, their eyes get wide. It's like, how do you know what I'm doing? Because I lived a lifetime in your shoes. I walked in your shoes. And now I walk the walk and I walk my talk. I do a minimum of an hour of cardio a day, and I try to keep my carbohydrates to 35 grams and under. And it works like a charm. Saturday nights, though, I go off. I tell people when I go out to dinner, look, I eat like a lumberjack. I do have bread, but I only eat the crust because that's the only part that I like. I do have a dessert on Saturday nights. So people, once they lose their weight, they're not going to be totally deprived of the Doritos forever. Have them on Saturday night. But come Sunday morning, or absolutely Monday morning, that's the end of the story until next Saturday. You're back on that low-carb lifestyle. And if you would like to have me back on your show in the future and have me tell about my eating habits and how I bend the diet to work for me so that I don't suffer and I'm not deprived, I would welcome the chance.
Definitely. That would be a great opportunity to cover that as well without a question. Now, in conclusion, what advice do you have for our listeners that they could apply right now, even today, to help them get on the road to commit to get fit and find the secret to their own true and everlasting weight loss?
Number one, pick the diet that's worked the best for you in your lifetime and get on it right now. It has to be something with no gimmicks. It has to be a good, healthy diet you can live with and make it your forever lifestyle, just like I've done. Walk and weigh every single day and keep a record of it in your daily fitness journal. And if you don't have one, I'll be coming out with one in a few months this year. What you need to do is, another crucial key to true and everlasting weight loss is you do have to do daily cardio, but weighing every single morning. Now, Oprah says she doesn't want to be a slave to her scale, but let me tell you something. Weighing every day and using that number as a motivation throughout the day is not being a slave to anybody. I'm not a slave to anybody except maybe chocolate, but you use the number you see every morning as a motivation. So if you see 215 pounds on that scale and you're going to lunch or dinner with some friends and they're having hot fudge sundaes or whatever, take a heaping tablespoon of the dessert and let that be it. And write it down in your journal what you weigh every morning. And you know what? In the beginning, I was embarrassed that I weighed 317 pounds and I was afraid somebody was going to pick up my journal, so I would write it in code. you know, and one day I was like down to 260 pounds, and my husband at the time said, oh, what do you weigh now, about 220? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you're embarrassed and your journal should be kept private, write something down in code, but get that weight down there. Get the time that you walked every day. I advise get a digital step counter. You can spend up to $100 on Fitbit, or you can just get a digital step counter and keep manual track. I've tried all the online apps and everything for diets. They don't work for me as well as just pen and paper. And so walk and weigh every day. Pick the diet that's worked the best for you. Set small, attainable goals. Don't look at it as, geez, I got to lose 150 pounds. Look at it as, I want to lose 5 pounds in the next couple weeks. And if they say it takes 35 days to make or break a habit, so if you begin right now today with daily walking, and I don't care if you don't have the stamina to go a full hour, you can only do 10 minutes, you go do 10 minutes. And next Monday, you do 15. And when it becomes easy, because if you do this every day, it's going to, that 15 minutes is going to be a no-brainer, and you're going to go, gee whiz, I could go further. And then pretty soon, you're going to be doing a half an hour. And then pretty soon, 45 minutes, and then pretty soon, an hour. And you can break that hour a day up into 20 minutes at lunch, 40 minutes after work with your kids or your husbands, however you want to do it. But you have to do a minimum of 1 hour a day cardio, and I recommend walking because it's the easiest and the cheapest.
Very inspiring and insightful. We've been speaking with Laura Dion Jones, a pro-health activist, certified corporate wellness coach, certified wellness coach, radio show host, and motivational weight loss and lifestyle speaker and writer. And the website of reference, once again, is commit-fit.com. Laura, thanks so much for being with us today to share your inspiring message here on eHealth Radio.
I cannot thank you enough, and I hope to talk with you and your listeners again.
Sounds like a plan, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.